USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has ordered the majority of U.S. troops out of Somalia by early 2021. The statement from the Department of Defense also says the United States is not withdrawing or disengaging from Africa and that we remain committed to our African partners and enduring support through our whole-of-government approach. Roughly 700 troops are in Somalia. President-elect Joe Biden is hopeful about rapid development of a coronavirus vaccine, but warns that nationwide distribution will be expensive and difficult. Biden noting his team has discussed vaccine distribution with the Trump administration.
But there is no detailed plan, that we've seen anyway, as to how you get the vaccine out of a container into an injection syringe into somebody's arm.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Employers across the United States are scaling back hiring amid the ongoing uncertainty from the coronavirus pandemic, according to the final jobs report of 2020 from the Labor Department. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick telling CNBC the 245,000 jobs added in November came in under expectations.
We lost about 100,000 government jobs, most of those at the federal level because of the expiration of the employment of temporary census workers, but those are real jobs, of course.
A Nevada judge has dismissed President Donald Trump's campaign's request to declare the president the winner of Nevada and nullify the election results. Lawyers for the Trump campaign telling a judge they have evidence of dead people voting, along with people voting in the tens of thousands who voted twice and people voting from outside the state of Nevada. The lawyers for the Democratic electors say the evidence provided no names. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Time magazine has named a 15-year-old Colorado scientist and inventor as 2020 Kid of the Year.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a person of the year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a kid of the year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in STEM. That's science, technology, engineering, and math. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The aviation industry is cheering a rule on airplanes that bans emotional support animals like birds, cats, and miniature horses. Paul Hartshorn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says for years they've been dealing with unruly pets.
Our flight attendants for years have been dealing with untrained, sometimes wild animals in the aircraft cabin because of these false certifications that passengers have been able to obtain.
That audio courtesy of WOAI-TV in San Antonio, Texas. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.